Good evening. My name is Alan. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio, television station, newspaper, advertising agency, media organization, or work on a volunteer for a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. Give me a sec. It's loading really quick here. All right. Now, thinking ahead of this November, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, and Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November 5th? First, I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote. I'm not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
I'm likely to vote.
Very likely to vote?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. And which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent?
Well, that's personal. I feel like.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. And what is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African-American, Black, Asian, Asian-American?
Same thing. I don't wish to disclose that.
Thank you. And Manuel, what is your age?
I don't wish to disclose that.
Thank you. And let me ask you this now. Generally speaking, will you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction or are they off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thank you. From the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read you the options and then you let me know. First one, growth and overdevelopment, floating sea level rise and environmental resiliency, crime and neighborhood safety, affordable housing, property insurance costs, traffic and congestions, corruption in the city government, or inflation in the cost of things like gas and groceries?
All of the above.
I'm afraid that we don't have one like that. If you could please select one of the options I read.
Corruption, then.
Thank you very much.
How many more questions are there?
We're almost halfway, just a few more minutes.
Yeah, because I don't have that much time.
Just a few more minutes and we're over. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable, unfavorable opinion or of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. First one, Christian King.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. About Damian Pardo.
Never heard of him.
Daniela Levin Cava.
Never heard of her.
Thank you. About Raquel Regalado.
Who's that? Never heard of her.
How about Keon Hardiman?
Never heard of that person.
About Joe Carrillo.
Just like.
About Manolo Reyes.
Never heard of him.
Aileen Higgins.
Never heard of her.
Miguel Gabela.
Never heard of him.
Francis Suarez.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. If the general election for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican, or Joe Biden, the Democrat?
Trump.
Thank you so much. And we say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate.
Definitely Trump. I don't want to vote for Joe.
Thank you. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes Florida constitutional amendments and local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a few ballot measures that may be on your ballot this November. After hearing each, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor of the measure or no against the measure. First one says...
Hey, we're like 5 minutes into the call. I don't wish to answer any more questions. Thank you. Have a good night.